Are you ready?
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
All right, let's do it. The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Thank you very much for being here. I'm Jamie Markley. David Van Camp is out there. Scott Robbins. We'll be keeping you up to date on this Baltimore bridge collapse. Crazy.
The video is absolutely amazing.
Which part?
I mean, part,
I'm not disagreeing.
Well,
but,
no, but the part where the thing just comes down, it just collapses.
Yeah, with the cargo ship?
Yeah, it goes, and you can see the cargo ship underneath with no lights on, as you mentioned earlier, because the power allegedly was off, or they couldn't get it on, or whatever happened there.
Yes.
And the thing just kind of just caves in on itself. I mean, how frightening.
Yeah, between 1 and 2 in the morning.
Gee whiz.
Of course, there's search underway for survivors. They found two.
They said there's submerged cars everywhere.
Oh, my goodness. And workers jumped in the middle of traffic to save lives,
yeah,
apparently right before it collapsed.
Yeah.
So just an awful situation. And the FBI is saying they do not think that this is a terrorist attack.
You know, it's weird they come to that conclusion an hour after it's over.
They know something, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
You're hoping.
Yeah.
Isn't this weird right now? In this very moment, it enters your mind. For most of your life, you figured, okay, the FBI is saying this isn't a terrorist attack, and you could just trust it at that.
Right.
And I could see the thought bubble above your head, Scott.
Yeah.
Like, I want to believe that, but I don't know.
I do want to believe that, but
yeah,
you came to a pretty quick conclusion, and considering everybody on board that ship is alive.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody was injured. I mean, they're fine. To get on there and to talk to them and already come to, well, you know, it wasn't terrorist. I mean, and again, I hate, my mind goes there. I hate it. But when I see something like this, the boat's heading for Sri Lanka, the ship, that was its final destination.
And people wonder,
I mean,
what's going
you
on.
Do. You just do. And you wonder if you're being lied to again.
How does that happen?
Right.
How does it happen?
Yeah.
So obviously we're keeping an eye on that.
You know, and the thing is, too, and I know you want to move on, but the thing about this, too, is, wasn't there ever anybody that asked about potential of clearance under these things? Should something happen? Can this thing, in fact, bring a bridge down?
Well, I don't know if anyone thought about it hitting
square. Not. Yeah.
At the foundation.
Just a strange thing, man.
Meanwhile, you have a lot of people that were upset yesterday that Trump didn't have to start selling off his properties.
Crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, you think about the people on The View.
I can't wait to see the chains on Trump Tower, actually, on Fifth Avenue. I'm like,
that would be great, but that didn't happen. No, as you probably know, Trump secured I guess you'd call it a victory in a New York appeals court. So the court will allow the Trumpster to post a significantly lower bond in his civil business fraud judgment. Victimless crime again. It's worth saying. So instead of posting a bond of $464 million, which is insane from any expert that's been talked to about this, that's honest, the appeals court ruled that Trump must now guarantee $175 million.
And apparently he's got the dough.
Yes.
On this one.
And he was talking about it, you know, right afterwards.
This is all about election interference. This is all Biden-run things, meaning Biden and his thugs. They can't win an election because of the borders, because of energy prices, because of inflation, because of Afghanistan, the worst and most embarrassing day in the history of our country.
Yeah, he was just riffing after this was done. And it was also interesting because last night on Fox, they had Trump legal spokeswoman, Aliba Haba, talking about this case. And the New York State's attorney, Letitia James, because she was not happy yesterday either.
So what happened today was that Letitia had to eat every single tweet she has posted since the day the twisted order from Judge Engoron came out, with the ridiculous number, with the disgusting injustice on the American people, not just Donald Trump. And I would love to see what she tweeted today, because she was having fun posting the interest on a man who has done nothing wrong and a family who has done nothing wrong every single day. And then the appellate division came in and said, sorry, due process process still exists in America. You still get a right to keep your assets until we get to review what all these lawyers are saying was wrong.
That's true.
Yeah, well, that is true.
But, I mean, Tisha James also ran on this. I'm going to get Trump. No matter what, I'm going to get Trump.
Yeah.
It's a big thing.
Yeah.
There are enough people in New York. Yes, they will vote someone in just for that. But how about went on?
11 weeks, I have never seen something, Jesse, like I saw in that courtroom. It was a travesty on the justice system. And I am so proud of the appellate division for giving us the opportunity. They didn't reverse the case, but they will when they see what we saw. It was a disgrace. And today, there was a little bit of faith in the American system that I've lost over the past few years. I'll be honest with you.
And then the other news yesterday was the the other case, the hush money case with Alvin Bragg, the Stormy Daniels hush money case,
yeah.
Which most legal experts think is the weakest of all of these, is moving forward. And it just so happens there's a new documentary out from Judd Apatow on Stormy Daniels.
Of course there is.
And it's this sort of, and she gets to tell her story. When has she not been able to tell her story?
Who kept her from it?
That's a great question.
No one did.
But apparently there's more revelations in this or some nonsense, but we can get to that a little bit later.
You know, Trump ought to pay that $175 million now?
150
million or whatever. 175 million.
Yeah.
All in quarters, like bags of quarters.
But he did say,
just haul them all in there, like 1,000 bags.
Somebody said, what collateral? It was just cash.
Cash.
Homie.
It's like Randy Moss. Straight cash.
Homie.
That's right.
Yep.
But MSNBC, they're very upset about this. And you know how they'll do this sometimes? Trump will be speaking, and they'll just cut him off.
Oh, yeah.
And start talking about just the falsehoods.
Amount of money that was put on by a corrupt judge named Ngoron, you ought to be looked at.
And so we'll continue to listen into Donald Trump, but as he continues to make what are provably wrong statements.
Trump there laying out.
What's provably wrong?
Right, yeah.
That Biden's behind all this? I don't know that you can prove that.
Tell me what that is.
A plethora of falsehoods, perhaps the most blatant one, that all of these criminal cases were orchestrated by President Biden as the president.
Have you seen the visitor logs to the White House?
Is answering questions from reporters. More falsehoods from former President Donald Trump. Again, repeating this false claim that President Joe Biden is behind the slew of legal issues that he's facing.
Oh, just wait. Just wait.
You know, I love it when these guys wet their pants, because every time it happens, the poll numbers go up and it solidifies his position, certainly within the Republican Party and then boundaries beyond that. I mean, these people they're just goofballs.
Who was the one dude from
parodies of themselves?
MSNBC, the former New York Assistant Attorney General, Tristan Snell.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
He was beside himself.
Oh, was he?
Yes.
Honestly, this is so infuriating, I don't even know what to do. I don't even know if I care what the process is. Basically,
yeah, he
fashioned himself his own private militia to try to take over the Capitol.
What?
You know, now he's getting...
private militia to take over the Capitol?
Oh.
With no weapons?
Dude, these people hyperventilate. I mean, that's all they do. They get up in the morning with this.
Don't really believe that, do you?
Yeah.
Get some help, bro.
You know, now he's getting his own private system of justice. This is an absolute travesty. It would not happen for anybody else.
Dude.
Shut up, man.
This was a victimless crime. This wouldn't happen to anyone else other than Trump. And you're saying, oh, they give him...
Yeah,
special treatment.
Take the L. Move on.
Anybody else, it would be like, sorry, buddy, you lost. Pay up. For him, he gets his own set of rules.
Unreal. Unreal. Unbelievable. That's stunning.
I'm sorry, man.
No,
I got this little thing in my chest.
Yeah.
And every time I laugh, I cough it up. So I apologize ahead of time. And no one wants to hear it. I know it, but I can't help it when I'm laughing like that.
It's an knee slapper.
Oh, my goodness. And I don't know if you want to get to this now. Maybe we should wait till later. You had some clip of Rachel Maddow freaking out.
We can play it now if you want.
It's up to you, man.
Okay, well, yeah, this is Rachel Maddow. This is part of her freak out yesterday.
Okay.
And this is a difficult time for us as a country. And
yeah, for a number of reasons.
That means we need to be clear-eyed about the implications of it. Difficult times make for difficult decisions. We are contending with something we've never had to contend with before.
Which is what?
In the news business, yes, we are covering an election, which we do all the time, but we're also covering bad actors trying to use the rights and privileges of a democracy to end democracy.
End democracy, how?
Among them now is not the rioters and the kooks, but the slick political professionals who are turning their considerable talents to laundering violently revolutionary claims that America's elections aren't real, that election results aren't real, and that they shouldn't be respected.
All right, time out right there, please.
Okay,
all right. Time out.
We can stop it.
We can get to more later. Okay, she does know that Democrats objected to more states in 2016 when Trump won than Republicans did in 2020, right? Does she know that?
You know what? And the thing is, what I will give them credit for, the Democrats, they've decided this is the campaign message.
The end of democracy.
The end of democracy has got to be included in every single thing you do. And they're all doing it. They're all in lockstep with each other.
It's all they got.
But it is all they have. But they do it pretty well. I mean, you know, everybody's on the same page. There's nobody out here doing this or doing that, except the complete weirdos,
Again, man, you know what?
And those knuckleheads.
That's
what they do.
I'm going to do it again. Rachel Maddow, you got to worry about the end of democracy and people lying and journalists just trying to do their jobs. What did she say in 2017?
The bottom line of this dossier, the bottom line allegation, the point of it is that the Trump campaign didn't just benefit from Russia interfering in our presidential campaign. The point of this is they colluded. They helped. They were in on it. This is kind of a real story.
No, it's kind of not. You were wrong.
Never was.
Years. And as far as I know, you never apologized to your viewers for lying to them.
No.
Never.
Now we know that the vaccines work well enough that the virus stops with every vaccinated person.
Really?
A vaccinated person gets exposed to the virus?
Yeah.
The virus does not infect them. The virus cannot then use that person to go anywhere else.
Right, these people.
You cannot use a vaccinated person as a host to go get more people.
Yeah. We're supposed to trust you. Yeah. Your audience is supposed to trust you.
They do.
Well, I mean,
her audience does. Her minions do. Yes.
Wow. That's something, man.
And she's not a journalist either, by the way. None of these people are. They're not journalists.
This is propaganda, man.
It's all just garbage.
Yeah, of course. Hey, I saw this. I thought of you, Scott. 73% of millennial parents think they're doing a better job than their own parents did. That would be your daughter. I don't know if she thinks that, but she is a millennial.
That's an interesting thing. I don't know. I don't know if she thinks that or not. Maybe.
Have to ask her. I'd love to know. They say there's some reasons why, too. One is gentle parenting. I know you're a fan of that. It's a style that guides children through the decision-making process without the parents setting demands and rules.
Yeah, okay.
Rules are terrible for children.
How's that going to turn out? Kids are going to be living with you till they're 50.
And then where they get advice, that's also better than their parents did.
They get advice from TikTok.
Yeah, 24% with social media. Yeah. They're also being open about mental health and being present with their kids.
That is, well, the mental health thing is probably true.
Yeah, well, that's great. But you should probably get them off of TikTok and social media if you're worried about their mental health.
Yeah, we've moved on from you're acting like an idiot to you need help.
Yeah, being present with your kids. I don't know of anybody that was more present with their kid than you, Scott.
I was present with her a lot. Yes.
Yeah, front row to every concert.
We did a lot of stuff together, no question.
Were those tickets supposed to go to listeners when you were a DJ? Or did you just keep... Anyway.
A guy named Ray De La Garza kept winning.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's it. Yeah. Oh, did you hear about the latest with the United States and Israel? We'll get to that and much more. Straight ahead right here.
Planning for spring at Lowe's means big savings on outdoor power equipment. And Lowe's knows nothing feels better than free. Buy one select Ego string trimmer, leaf blower, or mower kit. Get one select 56-volt battery free. That's up to a $299 value. Power through spring with Ego, the number one rated brand in cordless outdoor power. Because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 4/3 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes. I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code BUMPER to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code BUMPER for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BUMPER for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
All right, the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. I'm Jamie Markley. David Van Camp is out. There's Scott Robbins.
Whenever you're talking about the United States, Israel, Hamas, UN resolution, I mean, you get deep in the weeds. This was pretty significant. Now the White House says, we're perplexed as to why Benjamin Netanyahu canceled this White House meeting. We're going to talk.
No, they're not. They know damn good and well why.
They abstained in the UN vote for this ceasefire.
Right.
Exactly what does that mean? Daily Wire talked with REA Lightstone, former U.S. ambassador to Israel. And this kind of makes it at least clear for me, easier to understand. Roll it.
Well, even more than that, John Kirby said they were trying to get to yes on the vote. So this is the worst of all worlds. They've indicated that they wanted to get to yes, which is ceasefire without linkage to hostage release. And then abstaining has demonstrated that there is what Obama said. There must be daylight in between us, the United States of America, and Israel. And that projects enormous weakness from the United States of America. And unfortunately, also hurts our ally Israel in a meaningful way.
The other thing is, I mean, I thought after October 7th that it was pretty clear. It was good versus evil. And it was easy to see what was going on there. Now, all of a sudden, Democrats are fearing the Muslim vote may be lost in Michigan, other places. And so now you're playing this willy-nilly game. Well, what is that? And the former ambassador went on and said this.
I think the United States of America, or more clearly Joe Biden and his advisors, have prioritized 100,000 voters in Dearborn, Michigan, over the full faith and credit of the United States of America around the world. The weakness, Israel will figure this out. Israel can win a war in Gaza. Israel can win a war on its northern border against Hezbollah with or without the United States of America. Every other country in the world today is looking and saying the United States of America's word is worthless.
Wow.
And it will not be there for that ally when the chips are down. And that weakens us as Americans around the world immeasurably.
Isn't this the same thing people were talking about after the Afghanistan withdrawal?
Yes.
What does that say to your allies? Yeah, we ain't going to be there when the chips are down.
Well,
and that's not to say that we should have stayed there forever, but it was the way we left.
Well, and you know what's going on here.
100%.
I mean, you know what's going on here. I mean, the push is, they're feeling the push. They're looking at poll numbers, and they're making their decisions based on poll numbers.
So weak.
Versus what is the right thing for the United States to do. I mean, this is what they're doing.
Yeah.
They're freaked out right now.
On a lighter note, I saw a story that I thought you might get a kick out of.
What's that?
See this restaurant owner? This is in Australia. He's got a new Korean barbecue joint. Apparently, his ex-girlfriend broke up with him a while back because he was so poor, but now he's doing really well. So he actually put up a huge sign that said, hey, Sophia, you broke up with me because I was poor. Now I have money to open a Korean barbecue. Are you regretting it?
See, that's kind of cool.
See, I think like
that. Yeah, that's kind of cool.
You're not the kind of person that wants to just move on. You want them to know about it, of course.
Yes.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show.
You got to feel the sting, baby. Tattoo ain't that easy to rub off, you know?
Got that Sophia tattoo, just can't get rid of it.
That's right.
Okay, since David's not here, I'll ask you, Scott, what is the biggest story of the day?
Well, it's got to be the Baltimore Bridge situation.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the story everybody's talking about today. It was the key bridge in Baltimore that was hit by a ship, container ship of some kind, that was on its way to Sri Lanka, and it hit one of the abutments, and the whole thing came down. 1:30 in the morning. I guess, you know, if you look at anything that's good about it, I'm glad it was 1:30 in the morning versus, you know, rush hour.
Oh, it could have been
worse. It could have been terrible. I mean, really tragic. It's tragic enough the way it is, but two have survived so far. They think that's probably the end of the survivors, though.
Get an update on that, along with a round of What's Your Story straight ahead. Van Camp and Robin Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp. He's out today, by the way. There's Scott Robin.
Yeah, of course he is. I don't see him. Yeah.
No, he's not here. You know, there's a lot going on. Keep an eye on any updates on the Baltimore Bridge collapse. This story, I didn't even think was that big a deal. So NBC hires Ronna McDaniel, the former RNC chairwoman, as a paid contributor because they, you know, the legacy media wants to at least appear that, hey, see, we bring other voices in.
Right.
They do. And the freak out is all over the place.
Well, and it's the reason they're freaking out. I mean, it's the reason they're saying they're freaking out. Some kind of credibility and journalistic standards and integrity and all the crappy words that they don't do.
I mean, there's a bunch of different clips that I have. Did you hear Karine Jean-Pierre being asked about this from CBS?
Yes.
Holy smokes, man.
I wanted to ask you about former RNC chair Ronna McDaniel being hired by NBC News. Given that this is a White House that has condemned lies about January 6th, condemned lies about the 2020 election, what do you make of the network?
How about lies from the January 6th committee? How about all the video that they cut out that they didn't show people?
Yes.
How about all the interviews that they wouldn't air that would have told a different story?
Yes.
That's not misinformation?
No.
The network hiring somebody who participated in a phone call, you know, pressuring Michigan officials to not certify certain votes.
We're always very mindful about personnel decisions in this instance made by a media organization. I'll say a couple of things and I'll quote the president in a second. So,
okay, is it just me? Are they coming from a place like we are so used to controlling this? And this is somehow not approved by us, and we can't hardly understand how it happened.
See, I agree with you. That's the weird thing about it is it's almost like the Biden administration has to rubber stamp whoever goes to work for NBC or MSNBC or
exactly,
you know, whatever. It's and she just said it essentially,
pretty much a tell.
Yeah,
this reminds me. It's
well,
like,
they didn't run it past us first, you know.
It's like a teacher has a captive audience with a classroom, and all of a sudden there's going to be another teacher that comes in to tell the kids, wait a second, what this person's been telling you isn't all true.
Right.
And the freak out is on.
Oh, definitely.
I need to control that message.
Right.
Yeah.
You all heard him at the Gridiron dinner very recently, about two weekends ago. He spoke directly about critical role that journalists play. And they have in protecting our democracy by making sure that the public knows the truth, that the public knows the facts.
No, there's no one that's lied more than legacy media.
It is amazing to me they keep bringing up journalists.
Because they're
These
important to the White House.
Jen Psaki's not a journalist. Joe Scarborough's not a journalist.
Agreed.
Mika's not a journalist.
No.
Rachel Maddow's not a journalist. Al Sharpton, sure as hell, is not a journalist.
But here's the thing.
Race hustler Joy Reid, not a journalist.
Journalist doesn't mean anything to anybody anymore because they've blown this apart themselves.
They use this word all the time.
Oh, yes. How important
it is. As if we're just supposed to believe these other... Chuck Todd's not a journalist.
No.
None of these people are journalists in terms of their education, and none of them are. Well, and practice journalism.
It might be if you have the backing of your education to say you're a journalist, but you're not telling the truth.
But Chuck Todd worked for campaigns.
Sure. Yeah, it's part of the game.
And what he said is, we need you. Democracy is at risk, and the American people need to know.
We need you, meaning our campaign needs you.
Yeah, democracy's at risk. Here we go. Staying with that message, hammering it home.
But it doesn't mean anything.
No, of course it doesn't.
To anyone that thinks critically.
In fractured times, they need a context and a perspective. They need substance to match the enormity of the task. It is a big task that journalists have.
It's a big task. And having Ronna McDaniel give a different point of view, we can't have it. We can't have people thinking for themselves. Oh, my goodness. Well, this is crazy.
And we understand that. And the facts and the truth are critical here. It is a burden on
Unreal.
All of us here.
Unbelievable.
Right? To be really mindful about that and that the public understands what the facts are and what the truth is.
No.
Well, you are something.
It's
you
only
are
people
something.
That get their news there.
Holy cow.
And that's it.
Jeez.
I know.
You want- so you're quoting the president talking about that kind of burden. I mean, does this White House, does the president believe that kind of voice, that voice like hers, that there's room for her in the national political discourse?
Is there room for her? She Medusa? What are we talking about?
Is there room for her?
I mean, look, I'll answer it this way. We saw what happened on January 6th. We saw what happened when 2,000 people, mob, went to the Capitol and undermined our democracy, attacked our democracy, because they didn't believe in free and fair elections.
Free and fair elections. Again, there were more Democrats. That complained and went to try to change the votes of states in 2016 than Republicans in 2020.
Well, and then again, you've got, you know, again, another clip from Rachel Maddow on Ronna McDaniel. And I thought this was kind of interesting.
Okay.
And this project is now ongoing, right? Now the project is to tell the American people that those efforts around the 2020 election were righteous. That 2020 election, it wasn't okay. Those election results were not correct. We shouldn't believe American elections. We shouldn't believe American elections are real elections. American election results should not be seen as real. They should not be respected. That's the project now, right? I mean, it didn't work to overthrow the government the last time, but as long as you can build on that first effort, as long as you can keep up the anti-election mythology, then you are priming your people. You're priming the American public to not accept the results of the next election.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what Ronna McDaniel's going to do.
Democrats objected to more states in 2016 than Republicans in 2020.
Dude,
but this is part of the propaganda.
Absolutely it is. It's organized. This is what you're going to hear all the way through freaking November now.
I think you're right about that.
This is it. It's chiseled in, man. Everybody's going to use the same language. They're going to use the same descriptors. This is exactly what they're going to do.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and switch my story for what's your story. It's this time right now, so we got to get to it anyway. Every day about this time, it may not be the biggest story out there, but it caught your attention. And if you don't mind, Scott, I will lead what's your story today.
Yeah.
Because I happen to see this at Hot Air. And this is from David Strom. And the title was Chicago Election Shenanigans. What a surprise.
I saw this.
Free and fair.
Yeah.
Okay. So as the story goes, you look at, all right, what just happened in Chicago? Well, there's a little problem here when it came to, what was it? Now I just lost the page. Over 9,000 ballots were, quote, discovered during the excessively long counting process, this was after primary, threatening to swing the election for prosecutor away from a moderate Democrat to a total leftist. A tough-on-crime Democrat was leading her progressive opponent by more than 10,000 votes on Election Day in the Democrat primary election. This is for the second-largest prosecutor's office in the nation. But the former judge is now leading by only 2,000 votes after the Chicago Board of Elections, quote, mistakenly left out more than 9,000 mail-in ballots.
Well, what do you know about that?
Just mistakenly left out. You forgot about those 9,000 over there.
Darn it, Kenny. Bring that. Come, bring those here.
And by you goofing on this right now, Scott?
Yeah,
Election denier.
Yeah, right. Okay, fine.
Wow.
Chicago.
The Tribune there reported approximately 9,143 vote-by-mail additional ballots that were allegedly not included in the original tally were counted on Friday and Saturday, hoping to tighten the Cook County State Attorney's primary race. Yep, Eileen O'Neill Burke was leading Clayton Harris III by less than 5,000 votes on Saturday, and that lead had shrunk to roughly 2,000 votes by Monday, according to the AP.
Well, Chicago's like the Ben Franklin of election interference. It's like they invented the whole thing, right?
Remember what you used to do? You'd go and actually vote paper ballots, and it would be counted that day?
Yes.
But somehow we can't do that. That's impossible.
I don't know. That's incredible.
It really is.
It really is incredible.
And you don't understand how Americans are not all the way trusting?
Well, no. That's
in the election process?
And by the way, that's the ones they admit to being lost and found.
Exactly.
Who knows where the rest of them went? Who knows?
Yeah. All right, for What's Your Story, what do you got today, Scott?
Well, this story's kind of making the rounds this morning. If you plan on dining at Costco, and gosh, who doesn't want to, be prepared to make sure you got proof of membership. Apparently, a lot of Costcos around the country have outdoor dining.
Really?
So people go over to Costco, and they eat there in their food court outside, and they love the $1.50 hot dog and soda promotion they do.
I've heard a lot about it. Never been in a Costco.
Well,
been to Sam's, but not Costco.
Yeah, but a bunch of people who are Costco members got into a snit by saying, hey, these people aren't members. They get a $1.50 hot dog and soda, and that's not fair. So Costco said, all right, we're going to start checking the IDs now. So if you come in for the $1.50 hot dog and Coke, you've got to be, at that point in time, they may or may not check your ID. It's going to be sporadic, but they're going to make sure that only customers can enjoy the fine dining that you experience at Costco's food court.
You seem to be irritated by the people saying, hey, they're not members.
Well, I mean, what's the deal? It's a $1.50 hot dog and a drink, man.
But that's part of the reason you pay for the membership.
No, the membership so you can buy a 40-gallon drum of baked beans.
If you want, but at the same time, you also get treated to the nice little meal there at a cheaper rate. Now you're just going to bring in the riffraff that didn't pay their fee, and they're going to take the place of where you should be sitting, and now I can't get a seat?
Like
I paid for that.
The kids swimming free at the pool, right? We'll have none of that. We buy a membership.
Well, yes, that's how it works. Hit Robbins up on Facebook right now. Who's the jackass in this?
Look, man, I just want a $1.50 freaking hot dog.
Then pay your membership due.
But I'm not going to use it for anything else. I just want my hot dog.
Then go and cry and be like a liberal. It's not fair. What is that? Seriously, hit him up. Am I crazy here? That's what you pay for.
I'll tell you what.
What?
Pigtails and snouts are going to see a drop now in prices. They won't be selling as many.
All right, we've got to get to a news update. And what's up with P. Diddy? Straight ahead.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code BUMPER to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code BUMPER for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BUMPER for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. I'm Jamie Markley. David Van Camp out today. There's Scott Robbins. Mentioned it before with rising costs, concerns about the economy. Running a business right now is the hardest it's been in a long time. But you can simplify the nuts and bolts like closing the books with NetSuite by Oracle.
Everything you need to grow your business all there in one place. You get a customized solution for all your key performance indicators.
And it's all in one efficient system, letting you manage risk, get reliable forecasts, and improve margins. And having it all together does make it easier to just make good decisions for the future.
And right now, NetSuite has an unprecedented offer to make it happen. You can download NetSuite's popular KPI checklist. This is designed to give you consistently excellent performance absolutely free at netsuite.com/MVR.
That's netsuite.com/MVR to get your own KPI checklist. Again, netsuite.com/MVR. Keeping an eye on any updates on that bridge collapse in Baltimore. There's an urgent search obviously underway for any survivors. And we've heard reports that there were multiple cars that went in as this happened like between 1 and 2 in the morning. And you got Biden talking about it right now. Buttigieg is on his way there. As you roll your eyes, Scott.
Well, and this guy, I mean.
Well, I think you got to send the transportation secretary there. I don't know that he's going to be able to do anything, but at least for optics, I mean, that's something you got to do. And apparently some lives were saved by workers that raced to stop traffic after the ship sent the mayday before the bridge collision.
Right.
And it was strange because we mentioned before, a cargo ship, all of a sudden, all the lights are out. Like, just out. So exactly what happened? Not quite sure yet, but again, keeping an eye on that. So we'll see. Few other things that are going on out there. Well, this is an odd story with P. Diddy.
Wow, man, is it ever weird.
And, you know, homes belonging to him in L.A., New York, and Miami were raided by the Department of Homeland Security yesterday. Said it's just part of an ongoing investigation. But, you know, he has been hit with numerous sexual misconduct allegations and lawsuits, and all recently, crimes including rape, sex trafficking, sex with a minor. One of his victims was his former girlfriend, Cassie. And he settled with her without admitting guilt. I mean, that took like a day. But there were also, I mean, and guys also accusing him of all sorts of nefarious stuff.
Right.
And there was a piece of audio as I was looking at this story, I'm like, wait a second. I remember somehow Jason Whitlock bringing up P. Diddy with Charlamagne Tha God.
Oh, I don't remember this at all.
This was August of last year.
Oh, okay.
All right. So this is when Charlamagne and Larry Elder were going back and forth. And this was something to do with the N-word. But one of the things that happened out of it was Charlamagne said this to Larry Elder at the time.
Yeah, but it's not just election denying. It's the disdain of women and fear of non-standard gender identities and sexual orientation.
Disdain
it's
for
the
women.
It's galvanizing of popular rage against cultural elites. It's nationalism based on dominant, superior race and historic bloodlines. Like, there's a lot of things that Republicans are doing.
Okay. So what does that have to do with Diddy? All right. Whitlock then is talking about Charlamagne saying, you're not really a voice for black people. okay? And this was Whitlock's take at the time.
It is the denial of non-traditional transgender homosexual people that I am scared to death of and control Hollywood. And if I don't say the right thing here, P. Diddy may never ask me to come over to his place at midnight again. I'll never be P. Diddy's booty call ever again. And I may get kicked off Revolt TV if I don't say the right thing and represent these alphabet mafia people.
I remember at the time.
Holy smokes.
Like, whoa, you can't just throw that out there. I mean, unless you know something.
Yeah, well,
that other people don't know.
Yeah, because, if you say something like that and you got no truth to back it, I don't think P. Diddy wouldn't sue you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So what we mentioned at the time. He went on.
This is what the Breakfast Club is. These are just black faces put in place by the alphabet mafia to pretend like, hey, I'm here representing black people when I'm really here representing the alphabet mafia. I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know what I'm doing. I just want this check. If P. Diddy wants to violate me, I'm good with it because there's a check that comes along with it. That's all this is.
Wow. Whitlock knew something.
Man.
This is the Markley Van Camp and Robin Show.
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Thank you very much for being here, Jamie Markley. David Van Camp's out today. There's Scott Robbins. You have anything new, Scott, on the bridge collapse in Baltimore?
No, I don't. People are responding to it, and Biden, I guess, just talked about it.
Yes.
And was Edge there or not?
He's either on his way or he's there now.
Okay.
I mean, it was a pretty standard speech. Baltimore Strong already used that. Going to be there for as long as it takes. We're going to pay for it. Someone asked. It seems like the cargo ship was to blame. Shouldn't they pay for it? Well, we're not going to hold up. You know, we're going to build it. We'll pay for it, and then we'll get, you know, reimbursed, you know, that sort of thing.
Yes.
Still a search for any survivors because there were, you know, a lot of cars that ended up in the water. And if you hadn't heard this already, this happened between 1 and 2 in the morning. So it was a long time that, you know, you got people trying to find survivors in the dark. I know that two people were rescued, but they were looking for several others.
Well, and the question I heard asked today, too, was how long can one sustain themselves in the water, as cold as it was, because it's cold. And they said an hour tops.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the chances of more survivors are slim to none right now, unfortunately.
I was thinking it. Didn't want to say it. I'm glad you
did. Yeah, there's cars submerged, too, which I guess will include probably people inside of them. I can't even imagine the sheer terror you had seconds before. I mean, after it happened like that. Holy cow.
Yeah. Some of the officials there calling it a mass casualty event.
Eesh.
Yeah. Yeah, and still, you know, don't know yet exactly what happened there.
Yeah, and if you haven't seen the video yet, I mean, it does look like a movie, something out of a movie. You know what I mean?
Do you have a pot up over there? Just checking.
Me?
Yeah. So I'm getting like, it's almost like an IT sort of.
Is it gone now?
Yep. Thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate that.
I think it's coming off my machine.
I thought so.
Yeah.
Yeah. See,
I don't know why, but it's coming off. Of course, it's going to come off my machine.
Well, it's whistling at you just to let you know it's there.
Yeah.
You know, it's nice to you that way.
Good to know. All right.
Saw this story out of Fox, and, you know, you probably heard about Trump. I mean, for him, it was a win yesterday in that New York civil fraud case. And legal experts are weighing whether or not he can appeal this judgment as a violation of his constitutional rights.
This is interesting, yeah.
It is interesting.
Yeah.
And, you know, they did reduce the bond to $175 million, which is still crazy in a victimless crime. Whether you like Trump or not, and I've heard many people that don't like Trump say, this is BS, what they're trying to do to this guy. They're trying to bankrupt him. What are they so scared of? That's what a lot of people are starting to wonder.
You know what they're scared of.
What? Yes.
They're scared of him being reelected. That's what they're scared of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People in power.
And they're doing whatever they can. They're clinging to whatever they can to make sure that doesn't happen.
the one thing, you know, when you do this every day, you can, I don't know if it's overreact, but you can think to yourself, man, isn't this a big tell? Like, they're so nervous. People within the DOJ, the left, the media, it's like this fear to another degree like we've never seen before. We're still in March.
Well, and what they failed
on. We have months to go, right. But you get the feeling now. It's not just us that's following this every day. Regular people that have lives are like, okay, what's going on here?
But they overshot the runway here a little bit. What they fail to understand is every time they do this, his poll numbers go up.
Yes.
I mean, every single time. When the indictments came, poll numbers. Remember we were talking about this right before all the indictments rolled in?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, he wasn't exactly blowing up the world at that point. I mean,
no.
DeSantis was right on his heels, if not ahead of him. I mean, things were not working in his favor. The minute they started this crap, that's when all of a sudden, boom, you see things shift.
Yes, it's completely working against
them. I mean,
it's
blowing up in your face, and yet you're not going to come off of this because you're so far into it now you can't.
So, yeah, now you have these legal experts thinking this whole thing's going to get turned around. And then there's the other case with the hush money out of New York with Stormy Daniels. But one of your lead witnesses is a guy that's already perjured himself and admitted it with Michael Cohen.
Right.
It's so flimsy. People said that's the weakest case. But after they had reduced the number yesterday, this was Trump.
It's a sad day in our country in many respects. But the good day is that the appellate division was fair. It's a lot of money still, but the judge is corrupt, in my opinion. Greatly respect the decision of the appellate division, and we will abide by that. We'll put up cash or bond very quickly.
Yeah. See, well, he has the cash. You know, and all these people were very disappointed that they're not going to be able to see his, you know, property taken away.
Mm-hmm.
It's just crazy. Then on PBS, which, of course, we're paying for.
Yeah.
John Carl on there from ABC. Okay. Talking about, you know, this guy. And tell me how you figure this out. Saying Trump is running his whole campaign on being above the law. Do you see that at all with the Trump campaign? Here, I'll just play the clip for you.
Understood. I think you understood exactly.
You think you understood? I mean, are you, based on your own reporting, do you feel that we're talking about a true authoritarian?
I mean, look, he is campaigning right now on the idea that literally the president of the United States is above the law. He is talking.
Hold on.
No.
When you talk to voters and they say, why would you want Trump to be president? It's a number of different things. It's the border. It's the economy. It's foreign relations. I mean, you just tick off one issue after another after another. You know, I'm voting for Trump because I think he's right. You should be able to be above the law.
Yeah.
Who says that?
No one.
It's just garbage political speech.
He is talking about undermining the Constitution, suspending certain provisions of the Constitution if necessary. I think
we have a president that opened the border. We've had over 10 million people come in illegally. You think people are right now, you know, I just don't know if I'm going to vote for Trump or not because I feel like he's a threat to the Constitution.
Yeah, well, that's
give me a break.
They're going with democracy here. Yep.
It's not necessarily in the pursuit of any grander ideology or any policy proposal. It's in pursuit of his own elevation and his exalting himself, proving that he never lost. But I think he's got all of those authoritarian tendencies. So,
you know, John Carl, by the way.
How can you do that job
and be that bad?
Well,
because he would do an interview with an AV club, though, of some high school now. That guy's he's always doing interviews somewhere, talking about this nonsense over and over again.
Yes.
Yet he's a political analyst.
I know.
He's a big-shot political analyst, that guy.
I know. You know something I noticed out of the New York Post that certainly didn't get national attention? You tell me. If you saw this story, other than me sending it to you.
All right.
Okay.
No, I didn't, by the way. I know what you're talking about. But
the 31-year-old New York cop was shot and killed by a career criminal.
Yeah.
During a traffic stop in Queens.
Yep.
Unbelievable. Terrible. Jonathan Diller, married father of a 1-year-old boy, shot in the stomach after police tried to remove the suspect, identified by sources as 34-year-old Guy Rivera, from a passenger seat of the car. According to the NYPD, suspect, they were trying to get him out of the car, asked, you just need to get out of the car, sir. No, and then shot the cop right in the gut. By the way, and I know that race shouldn't play a part in this, the shooter was black, the cop was white. Are we going to hear anything about that?
Come on, man. You know the answer to that.
Of course.
No.
Of course. This guy had already spent like 10 years in prison. Career criminal. And the thing is, it's sad. It's sad whenever this happens. And unfortunately, it happens more than a lot of us hear. Because national media is not going to report on that. Doesn't fit a narrative. But it's awful when it happens.
Every single progressive DA, and there are a lot of them now. I mean, they get these guys, have them in there for a few years or months or whatever, and then they're back and they're doing the same stuff. I mean, they're not reformed.
No.
They just know there's really the biggest penalty is going to be a few months in prison. That's going to be about it, and then they get to go.
No. Something else I saw in the New York Post. Do you know what sunshine guilt is?
I never heard of it before.
You know, I hadn't really heard it put this way. I kind of understand it after seeing the story. I mean, in the story, they're talking about, you know, psychologists saying, yeah, it's that feeling of remorse one gets when they stay inside on a nice day and they can feel guilty about it. And then there's this woman online that's talking about how she has sunshine guilt. And again, I hear stories like this, Scott. I can't help but think about you and you rolling your eyes.
I am experiencing sunshine guilt right now. It is an abnormally beautiful day outside, but I'm tired. So now I feel this pressure to go outside and go for a walk and enjoy the weather while it lasts. I can't enjoy myself indoors now because the whole time I'm thinking that I should be outside. So basically my day is ruined.
Her day is ruined because she can't go outside or doesn't want to go outside. She can. She doesn't want to.
It's your reaction.
Well, it is, I mean, this. We live in a psychotic place. We absolutely do. Who started this sunshine guilt nonsense?
There's part of it where I understand where you're like, you know what? I'm feeling lazy today, but it's a nice day. This is one of those I should be out there. But then you get yourself up and you get outside, right?
I felt that way 100 times. Yeah. On a Saturday or something, I'll get up and I'll turn a game on and look outside and say, gosh, dang it, I got to get out there. And I do.
Yes.
And whether it's going to the store or whatever, just to get outside and do something, right? It's not guilt, though.
Well, that's the one thing that I used to say about having little kids.
Yeah.
Well, and sometimes, you know, even when they're grown.
Right.
Or a dog. You're going to get outside.
Oh, yeah.
Be like, let's go.
Yep.
But if not, I wonder what it would be like. Because when I heard that, I'm like, you know what you need? You need Jocko Willink, former Navy SEAL, to follow you around for a day.
Pearls of wisdom from Jocko, yes.
Because she's saying, and now I can't even enjoy the day because I feel this way. And I think of the incredible Jocko not feeling like working out today.
Those days. Those days when I'm tired or worn out or just basically sick of the grind.
Right. What do you do on those days?
What do I do on those days?
What does he do?
I go anyways.
Right.
I get it done even if I'm just going through the motions. I go through the motions. I don't really want to work out. I work out.
Yeah, that's just part of it.
Thank you, Jocko, for bringing some sanity into this world.
Yeah.
Can you imagine dating this person or living with this person?
I can imagine
it. Sunshine makes her feel guilty?
I'd rather not.
Oh, my God. I can't even imagine the nut that's dealing with her. I can't help but go there, but I do. I mean, I think to myself, these people are out there, and they're dating, or they're married, or they're in some relationship, and what's the guy doing?
Wait a second. You said you understand the feeling. You just happen to go outside. This person is just like...
Well, no.
The problem is you're putting it out there on social media.
Right, I'm not going to go, but I just, you know, I feel like pressured to go out. I don't feel pressured. I just do it. Gosh dang, man.
I know we don't have much time, but there's one other. It's like 20 seconds.
All right,
one of
ahead.
My favorite Jockos ever. And it was like, I don't know, 5 in the morning or something.
So you don't feel like it today. I know you had a long night.
Yeah.
A little tired. You don't feel like it. I get it. But if you don't feel like getting after it, I hope you feel like being weak.
I hope you feel like not accomplishing anything, because that's what's going to happen. So, don't pay attention to your feelings. Pay attention to your discipline. And go get some! Out.
Yes! And that's what you need. Watch. Someone like that woman we heard from, the Sunshine Woman, is going to sue Jocko. You made me feel bad about myself.
God dang.
We got to get to our no BS election update. That is straight ahead right here.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code BUMPER to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code BUMPER for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BUMPER for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? I haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again, at work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ROCK to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ROCK to 42424. That's ROCK to 42424.
All right, the Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, he's out today. There's Scott Robbins. It is time for our update. Roll it out.
It's the Markley Van Camp and Robbins 2024.
Are you running? Are you not running?
No BS update. Everything you need to know without all the crap.
I'm about to do an research thing.
The panic is on with the Democratic Party right now, with their presidential candidate, Joe Biden. Holy smokes. Bad news everywhere you look for them.
I go down the list. I'm not going to take your time, but you know.
No. There's no turning this around. A lot of people are feeling right now. Now, there's a lot of time. Again, we're in March.
Yeah, I hesitate to agree with that because there's still a lot of time left, yeah.
There's a lot they're going to be throwing Trump.
Let's face it, man. The GOP can step on their own. You know that.
Oh, always.
I mean, they do it always.
Yes. But you look right now, Real Clear Politics for the 2024 election and the electoral map. Okay. You've got Trump at 219, Biden 215, toss-ups at 104. Hmm. Then you look at the battlegrounds right now. Trump leads them all.
Yeah.
Wisconsin, up 0.8. Arizona, up 5.2.
Gosh dang.
Georgia up 5.2. Michigan up 3.5. Pennsylvania up 0.2. North Carolina up 4.4. Nevada up 3.0.
You know, isn't the margin of error 3?
And they usually, with the polling, say, well, credit the Republicans with another 2 points on top of that. I don't know. I mean, listen, here we are in March,
yep.
Election year, looking at polls and talking about polls. How often in November after an election We said, okay, polling's done now. We got to quit following the polls.
Well, after the last midterm, yeah, for sure.
There's so many different elections. Like, well, the polls are obsolete.
Yeah.
But there are some, and real clear, I mean, they average all of them together. That's why we look at that probably more than anything else. So, yeah, that's a really awful picture. Then you look at, oh, man, like job approval, 40% for Biden, disapproved 56%.
That's a lie. That's big.
This country headed in the right direction, 27. Wrong track, 64.4. That's a 37.4 spread. That's not good for Biden at all. Battle for Congress, U.S. Senate, GOP, 48, Dems, 45, 7 toss-up. That's what they're saying. And in the generic ballot, the GOP at 45, Dems at 43.6. So again, not a pretty picture as far as, especially Biden, but the Democrats in general.
Auchinclaw, sauce.
And that's the thing. There you go. You take that guy and you take him out there. It's not a positive for them.
Mess with the men in America unless you want to
right.
get the
better. This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin show. Okay, biggest story today, Scott.
Well, it's got to be the bridge situation in Baltimore. I mean, it was 1:30 in the morning today where the key bridge went down in Baltimore. And really, really devastating. I mean, and almost Hollywood-esque when you see the video of it. It looks like it's from a disaster movie of some kind.
The weird thing was when you saw it the first time, I don't know if you had this thought, because it was 1:30 in the morning, you can't even tell, were there cars on the bridge? Because you couldn't see it. At least I didn't from the one angle that I saw. But
apparently there were, though. Yeah.
Yes, that's... So there's still a search and rescue going on. We're supposed to get an update in a bit.
About an hour, right?
Yep.
Yep.
And another news update straight ahead. Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp out today. There's Scott Robbins. Keeping an eye on any updates of the Baltimore bridge collapse story and other things going on. Many in media right now very upset that Ronna McDaniel, former chair of the RNC, has been hired by NBC News.
Well, particularly NBC employees. Yeah, the high-profile NBC journalists.
Chuck Todd.
Isn't one, but
David
anyway,
had that clip yesterday. Yeah. He was kind of out of his mind about it. Again, I'm trying to figure out why. What is the big deal? Oh, she was an election denier, and she hasn't disavowed Trump.
Yeah, he's doubling down. When you know, the thing is, when you start digging a hole, the best thing to do is to stop digging, but Chuck keeps digging.
I mean, I don't understand exactly. Are they thinking this is somehow Satan's daughter or something? It's just a contributor that they bring on to give another point of view, and usually it's stacked against that person on a network like NBC.
I mean, they're so freaked out about it. You wonder, what are they so afraid of? What do they think she's going to do?
I don't know. All I can see in my head is this teacher in front of, you know, like a middle school class.
Mm-hmm.
That's lied to these kids all year, and now there's a new teacher coming in to join. No, we can't have that.
Well, you're protecting credibility. You haven't had credibility in 15 years. It gets worse every year.
Maybe it's the thought of the only people that we do have credibility with, we have to protect at all costs.
That might be it. I don't know.
But even the harpies on The View, that's ABC, ticked off about it. Did you hear that?
No.
And by the way, kudos to NBC for having Chuck Todd, giving that Chuck Todd had the freedom or felt he had the freedom to say that on the air just following that. The head of NBC News is a very good friend of mine from Miami, Cesar Conde. I've known him for over 20 years. I think this was a mistake because you're allowing somebody who was part of the machine, right? A figurehead, a household name,
reinvent herself. And I do think that there's credibility issues. And
part of the machine. What?
Well, I'm assuming she's talking about the Trump machine. I'm guessing.
Okay.
That's what she's getting at here. I'm trying to read minds here, because that's an idiot, but I don't know.
Half the country votes Republican.
Well, I understand that, yeah. And you think you'd try to appeal to at least part of that demographic in hopes that maybe they'd give you a shot.
I mean, independents, they can switch back and forth. I mean, what are we talking about?
And it's up to the host, the journalist, the staff, the viewers.
Journalists.
To make it known if they are unhappy about it.
Well, kudos to Kristen Welker, who did, we didn't see all the interview, but she did a great job challenging her. She's an incredible journalist.
Oh, God.
And one point in that interview.
And this is the supposed Republican on The View, right? Okay.
Talking about all these election officials who felt intimidated because they didn't want to certify the election. What she failed to mention is the countless of us who told the truth about the election and faced intimidation and harassment, and people with a lot more power than myself, like Shea Moss and Ruby Freeman and Rusty Bowers, who we know of, who simply did their job to move forward with the election and had their lives torn apart because of it. I feel very strongly, obviously, that there needs to be Republican representation in media. We represent 50% of the country.
Okay.
But there are incredible Republicans who never dabbled in this dangerous lie that Joe Biden didn't legitimately win the election.
Okay, time out again, man. Democrats objected to more states in 2016 than Republicans for 2020. People just forget this. Russia collusion stole the election. Hillary stole the election from me.
Well, and Russian collusion was sold by the likes of Chuck Todd.
Absolutely.
Over and over and over again.
That's what is so amazing about the gaslighting going on here.
Who would be far better served for NBC could offer the same expertise but with more credibility. I think of people like Chris Christie, Chris Krebs, Sarah Matthews, Mick Mulvaney, Will Hurd.
There was also
people that lost credibility with Republican voters a long time ago. Those are the good Republicans, right? Of course. Maybe you got room for Liz Cheney on there, too.
Things that happened, and she was a direct part of it. You know, I think when journalism is shrinking, especially on linear television, to pay a woman like that $300,000 is obscene.
If you look at ratings, okay, I know, not always should a news organization that's really trying to serve the people should be all that concerned with it. Can. We certainly know that. People don't believe you anymore. You did this to yourself. Now you're whining about somebody else with a different point of view. It's astounding to me.
Says the company that employs Joy Reid.
Exactly.
I mean, please, just knock it off with that. I would prefer you not say anything and be on your way. Let the chips fall where they may.
Oh, I would agree with that.
Just let it go. I mean, you got to stop this stuff because you sound ridiculous.
Yeah, I completely agree with that.
Yeah, Joy Reid's right down the middle there.
Meanwhile, this is another one, man, that I'm trying to figure out because they're going to throw everything possible at Trump and try to sway the vote one way or another. So, you know about what happened with Trump yesterday with the money and what he owes, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then there's the other case, and this is the hush money case. The criminal trial on charges stemming from hush money paid to Stormy Daniels. That's going to begin April 15th. Trump's got to be there for that once it goes to trial. And who knows how long it lasts. So he can't go out and campaign. It's kind of crazy. And again, from legal experts, like this is the flimsiest of them all.
Right.
If you remember, Alvin Bragg didn't want to bring this case forward and he got pressured into doing it. Okay, and one of the key witnesses is a guy that's already admittedly perjured himself, Michael Cohen. It's pretty nutty. Okay. The Stormy Daniels, we all know this story that happened, what, in 2006? Okay. But apparently she hasn't been able to tell all of her story. And I saw on one of the streaming platforms, there is a documentary about Stormy Daniels done by Judd Apatow. He's another Apatow. He's another one of these guys that lost their mind at some point in time. But I'm like, she's already told her story. She told it. It was the whole thing with the magazine and the, don't need to get into the details of it. If you remember, rolled up the magazine.
Paddled her.
Okay. She paddled him, if I remember right.
Oh, that's right. I knew the paddling was involved, but I wasn't sure.
Anyway, but apparently she is trying to frame this as some sort of Me Too situation.
You were in porn, man. I mean, you were in porn. What are you talking about?
You want to hear a clip from
the... Yeah, of course I do.
I remember thinking, oh,
oh, gosh. Delay, delay, delay. I didn't know that was there. Okay, so we all lost our job. Sorry about that. Heard that earlier. I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot totally about that part of the clip. Okay, let me tell you what she said in that
yes,
clip.
Yes, yes.
Okay. She is saying that she had always been raised to be a good girl and sort of do what you're told.
Yes.
And you're listening to this going, good girl? What?
Yeah.
You're trying to sell that?
No, well, that's incredible because you did porn.
Yes, and some would say, well, just because she did porn doesn't mean...
Well, sure it does.
But okay. She never said all this right. Was a rape. She yeah. said it was consensual, but it was also...
coerced or whatever.
Like, yeah. if you're going to make it as a big star, are you willing to go those lengths?
Yes.
You know, that sort of thing. So, do you want to hear more of the clip?
No.
Andres, our producer's like, no! No! I would almost bet that was the only swear word in there.
No, I'm not betting on anything.
Okay.
I'm leaving this one alone.
Okay. You're sure? All right.
I'm
joking.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
It's probably time to move on to the next story. I don't think anybody is surprised that Hamas has rejected the latest ceasefire proposal.
No, of course not.
That's out there. So if I can ask you this question,
sure.
Scott, for the people that say, hey, we've got to be able to get aid into Gaza. This is a humanitarian crisis. Rafa and southern Gaza. Okay. Need a ceasefire at least for a while. Okay. What's the next step for Israel? What can they do to eliminate Hamas? Or do they just need to take that off the table? Because I'm having a hard time understanding what people want out of Israel right now.
Well, they want them to stop. They want them to stop what they're doing immediately.
I thought everyone agreed in October, yeah, they're going to have to take out Hamas.
Well, they did.
But now what?
Well, now it's they have ceasefire has to happen.
So what was it that changed the minds of people?
Well, it was, you know, I mean, it was the pushback. It was the political freak out that particularly the far left has taken place with now. They're scared to death. So they changed position. All of a sudden, Biden got squishy on exactly what it was he was going to say and trying to say. He was a tough guy when it first happened. But then he got squishy all of a sudden because he was feeling the heat.
But as far as regular people, have they changed their mind, people you talk to about this?
No, nobody I talked to. Well, a couple maybe I've talked to.
And
started to well, you know, but when you turn on the news and you see how they're covering it,
that's the thing
with the children and the hospitals and no food and you know they never yeah. show you the food being stolen.
Oh no,
they never show you that Hamas is hiding in the hospitals. They might say that from time to time that they have to go into these places and things have to happen because that's where they are.
No, the propaganda machine with media.
It's 100% cranked up.
Well,
yeah.
And of course, anybody that sees some poor kid, some six-year-old that's crying because
right.
their parents just got killed,
yes.
it is heartbreaking.
Yes,
there's
I agree.
No doubt about it.
100%, I agree.
And then you ask, okay, that's awful. What's Israel supposed to do?
Yes.
And say, okay, we're just going to allow Hamas to keep rolling after what they've said in the past. That, yeah, we're going to do this again.
Right.
This doesn't end.
Right.
It's our land.
Yes.
And I know that the world's a terrible place at times.
Mm-hmm.
But what else can you do about that? It's crazy.
It is. I mean, it is. It really is.
Also, see, man, it's something different in the news all the time about kids and social media. You see what Ron DeSantis is saying in Florida.
Yeah. Yes, I did. And here we go with the
young teens, social media. Not here.
Yeah, I can't do it here. You know, I'll say one thing about this guy. You can like him or you don't like him or whatever.
I like him.
He stands by it. What he does, what he says he's going to do, he does. And when he does it, despite the fact he's going to get a crap load of pushback, always.
Yes.
It's the same people. But it's always, it's the don't say gay. It's the banning of books. It's now it's this. I mean, he stands by what he does.
It was keeping pornographic books out of elementary school.
Yes. I mean, that's all it ever was. It wasn't
kids.
Don't say gay. It wasn't any of that. But that's what they did. They framed it that way. But this one, too, I mean, he's like saying, hey, we're not doing this anymore. I don't know how you're going to enforce this yet. I'm not sure how that's all going to work.
It'll get rolled out. It'll be really interesting we'll to see where all of that goes.
Yep.
And I'll just say this on a personal note, because you also see a lot of stories of how more and more, whether it's couples in their 20s into their 30s, no kids.
Right.
And everybody gets to make your own choice if you're going to have kids
or
not.
Yeah.
But we're seeing statistics we've never seen before, like in history. And I wanted to bring this up just because yesterday was my oldest daughter's 25th birthday.
Wow.
And of course, I knew you, Scott, long before
even
my daughter was born.
Yep.
And I can remember the thought at the time of, I don't know if I want kids, because I have goals in life and there's things I want to do and places I want to see and all those things. I don't think that's uncommon. But I look back on it, and had we not had kids and I just would have went this different route, I would not have the enriched life that I've had because of kids. And that's not to say that it's always roses. Not at all.
Well,
you were right when you told me it was the hardest job you'll ever have in your life.
But you'll love it. I mean, it is the hardest job, though. It is difficult. It's very difficult because you go through all these things with them. And you know when they have their own kids, and they will eventually, that someday they're going to go through it too. But it is, it sounds like Hallmarky, but it is the most rewarding thing you'll probably ever do in your life.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
And I say that more than anything because Andres, our producer, a new dad, proud new dad. And after this segment, when we all get fired, I just want you to know that through the tough times, being a parent is one of the most rewarding things that will ever happen to you.
Nobody's getting fired.
I know, I'm joking.
Okay,
Come on.
All right.
A little slip. That's what delays are for, huh?
Well, I've been told.
All right. News update and honestly, a good news story. Seriously. Straight ahead right here.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again, at work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ROCK to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ROCK to 42424. That's ROCK to 42424.
All right, the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp is out. There's Scott Robbins. Looks like RFK, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., intends to announce that Nicole Shanahan, A wealthy attorney and entrepreneur in the San Francisco Bay Area will be joining his campaign as his VP selection.
I don't...
What?
I don't know anything about this person.
Reading this at a couple of different places. Apparently has money from her former marriage to Google co-founder Sergey Brin.
So it's an infusion of cash.
He needs cash. That's okay. The word. Yes.
You know, when I first saw it, you know what I thought? I thought it was Mike Shanahan. I did. I'm like, well.
Former NFL coach.
Why not? I mean, we talked about, former quarterbacks. What the heck?
Yeah. Then you could bring Jay Cutler in.
Yeah, Cuddy.
I think he got Shanahan fired once, didn't he?
Yeah, probably.
Denver, if I remember right. Who knows? Anyway, different people are saying this is, in some ways, pretty funny. Because RFK, when you're talking about, especially the COVID vaccine, some other vaccines.
Right.
And then big tech originated money from Google together. Some people are going to laugh at that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yes. Oh, I mentioned a good news story. This was, just real quick, a World War II vet in Texas. Carl Schlesinger just turned 106.
I saw that. Holy smokes.
You did?
106.
Did you hear him talk?
No.
He has some advice.
All right.
To stay alive this long.
You can always kind of get a chuckle out of when I tell them, well, I didn't die. I don't know what kind of good advice I can give anyone. All I know is from my own experience, do the best you can with what you've got. Go out and look out the windows and I say to myself, I guess my life ain't exactly too bad.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes. Of course, some people have said he sounds more coherent than
easily
somebody
yeah.
else.
Yeah. That is running for president.
Asylum officers, inspection machines, right. Yes. Detect and stop fentanyl coming out.
Right.
I would agree with that.
Yeah. This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show.
Are you ready?
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Thank you very much for being here. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp out today. There's Scott Robbins. Keeping an eye on any updates from the Baltimore bridge collapse story. Also mentioned that RFK has picked Nicole Shanahan, a wealthy attorney and entrepreneur from the San Francisco Bay Area, for his VP selection.
Andres needs to turn down his, turn off his microphone or something there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, we're getting slapped back somewhere. Got it. Thanks, man. So this is a surprise to some people. When he was mentioning RFK, different people he was considering, right. And he mentioned Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Okay. At least I was right on one. That was never going to happen. But boy, oh boy, did that get some talk. And a lot of people were talking about RFK Jr. that otherwise would not have been. That was pretty smart on his part. And remember how the media went after Aaron Rodgers hard. I mean, it was assassination of character. Oh, this guy's a conspiracy nut.
Mm-hmm.
Again, because he had a problem with the vaccine.
Well, so did RFK Jr.
Exactly.
To me, it was two peas in a pod. I thought it would work out well.
But he's the starting quarterback of the Jets. How is that going to work?
Well, yeah.
He had dopes on ESPN. I think it's great. I think he could do it. How? That's a full-time gig.
Voids his contract or puts it on hold or what? I don't know.
He had just said he wanted to play another 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
Come on.
Okay.
I think at the time we were talking about when Kid Rock was joking around about running for Senate and the political nerds were freaking out.
Oh, went nuts.
So now that RFK has announced his running mate, I just heard a story earlier today from Daily Wire that the White House and the Biden campaign, they're going to go after him. because they really see now that RFK Jr. could keep Biden from the White House because of the vote he would get. I just talked to a guy over the weekend, buddy of mine, that's never been all that political. And he's one of those guys that really is an independent. You're not quite sure which way he's going to go. He said he'd plan on voting for RFK. He's one of those guys that didn't want either one and pretty much knows that they won't win. And you can say to somebody like that, you know, in a way, it's kind of a wasted vote knowing that that person won't win. But at the same time, if you look back at your own voting career, have you ever voted for someone that you knew probably wouldn't win, but you wanted your voice heard anyway?
Well, yeah. I've done that, yeah.
So I understand, and a lot of people would say, well, that's actually a vote for Trump. So I'm not going to contest it too much. But there are plenty of people that looked, say, and we've had this conversation before, if you would have gone back to, say, March of 2021 and said, okay, two nominees for the next election going to be Biden and Trump, people at that time would have been, are you serious? There are a lot of people still upset, but just have come to accept that's what we're looking at.
I was reading a piece the other day saying if it would have been anybody but Trump on the Republican side, they feel like Joe Biden would be 30 points down in the polls right now.
Interesting.
And I don't know if I agree with that or not, but it doesn't matter either here nor there whether I agree with it or not. He's the nominee.
Yes.
But my point, I guess, is, I mean, there are those, I don't know if they just say it to say it or they really believe it, but there are those that say people will never vote for Trump or Biden, either one. And I think I'm going to be interested to see how many people leave that blank. If we'll have a tally of how many people in November leave the presidential thing blank and just vote down ticket.
Yeah, we'll see.
I mean, it'll be interesting because, I mean, I've heard that from a lot of people. They don't like either one of them. I get it.
I just look at policy.
Well, yeah.
More than anything else.
Yeah.
And the thing that you really can't deny, the more they go after Trump,
mm-hmm.
and people see it unfairly. Independents see it.
Yeah.
It is really gathered people around him that otherwise wouldn't like him.
You can cheer it any way you want to, but I mean, the fact of the matter is, every time this happens, his poll numbers do bump up.
It's true.
And if you start going after RFK Jr., the same thing might happen to him, too. You might make him a player.
Oh, you never know.
A small player, but a player nonetheless.
I saw something, man. This was posted on X. It was a just regular voter, guy that's had cancer twice, that talked about why he left the Democratic Party.
Yep.
And he's not a fan of Trump. Have you already heard this guy?
No, I haven't.
Okay. So he lays it out. And if you've been around a while, you remember what was going down with the talk of Obamacare. For a lot of people, you know, you felt like at the time, insurance is crushing you here. This is going to save money. That's what they were selling Obamacare on at the time.
Right.
And he talks about that.
I heard all the talking points of, you know, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your plan, you can keep your plan. The average family's going to save $1,500 a year. It's not.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Sure. It was a big deal. Signature piece of legislation.
It cost my family money. I remember. And so when I heard this guy talking, I'm like, yeah, I remember, dude.
All of this stuff made sense to me. How this was being pushed. And then the Democrats were also saying, well, you know, Republicans don't want you to have insurance if you have pre-existing condition. Well, I was a walking pre-existing condition, having cancer twice. My insurance was $185 a month with a $1,000 deductible. That was for a family of five. So I voted for Obama Biden in 2008 based on Obamacare.
Okay. A lot of people in that boat.
Everything that they said was not true. The Supreme Court ruled that it was a tax if you didn't have insurance, that penalty.
Yeah.
So that was a lie. Insurance premiums went up instead of down.
Sure did.
That was a lie.
Yep.
The insurance policy that I had specifically, that I had going through two bouts of cancer, chemotherapy, amputation, all this stuff. It was great insurance. The insurance company canceled it because Under the new Obamacare guidelines, that policy wasn't good enough, so they no longer offered it. They came up with a new offer and said, this is what your new plan will be, or you can go through the marketplace.
Okay. And this is where this happened to so many people.
And when I looked at them, the cheapest insurance I could find to replace that one was $1,200 a month with a $6,000 deductible.
Holy smokes.
Remember, $185 a month with a $1,000 deductible is now $1,200 a month with a $6,000 deductible. No additional income. So I had to make a choice. Do I keep a roof over my children's head, or do I get health insurance and struggle?
Yeah, and he needed the tests and all these other things that go along with being a cancer survivor twice.
Astronomical amount of money.
Oh, yeah. Yes. People remember that stuff, man. And, I mean, later on, he goes on to say, I'm not telling you to vote for Trump. I'm telling you, look at the policies. How is this going to affect you? And I think there's a good point of that to a lot of people.
So I didn't get to keep the plan I liked.
No.
I didn't get to keep the doctor I liked. I was taxed and penalized, which they said it was not. And insurance was through the roof. It literally killed the middle class.
Yeah, I mean, it's really something. It's like 9 minutes long. Well, the guy just talking about, this is why I left this party.
Yeah. I can tell you, having gone through what I went through 8 years ago, that was heart attack, two heart attacks, hospital for 6 months, everything else that went with it.
Oh, yeah.
When your insurance that you pay for through your company, when it runs out, when you're no longer an employee,
mm-hmm.
if you have to get Cobra, dude, it's incredible.
Oh, buddy. Yeah.
I did that for a matter of months. And unfortunately, I had enough money that I had put back that I could pay for it for a while anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But it was it shocked me because I've never lived a day in my life without insurance, paying for premiums through where I work. Because I've worked for the last 45 years straight.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just, it was shocking to me. And I think, how do people do this? Because you can't, if you go without it, it will bankrupt you for sure.
Oh, yeah.
And it doesn't even have to be catastrophic.
So that's how a lot of bankruptcies happen.
Because it's crazy. And yeah. Even when you have insurance, what it doesn't pay at the end of the day
right.
is still an insane amount of money. So, I mean, the whole thing is a cluster, and every politician for the last 30 years is going to fix it.
Remember,
they're all gonna, they've all got a plan. We're going to get this done. We're affordable health care. It isn't.
That was the whole thing with the Republicans in 2015 yes. and 16. We're
yep.
going to replace it.
But you didn't.
And Trump wins.
Yeah.
And you've got the power, and you're ready to go.
Don't do it.
Where's Paul Ryan? Where's Mitch?
Yeah, where's any of them?
Exactly.
But I mean, and that, but it's so true. I mean, I feel this guy's pain. I mean, yeah. I can't even imagine. And how can you live without insurance being a two-time surviving cancer?
I know.
You can't.
So, yes.
Good golly, man.
So that was
boy,
certainly
that makes me sad when I hear that.
I know.
That's incredibly sad.
Yeah. Well, and I think then this is what happens. The people that are in the bubble in D.C., the political wonks, like, I don't understand how these people could vote for Trump. I mean, Joe Biden, he's got these, you know, working class background, and Trump is this, you know, billionaire.
Right.
No, what are the policies that are going to help me? And I'm not even looking for help. I'm just looking at not getting hosed.
Yes.
You know, so, yeah, of course, Trump's always been a blowhard. Of course. But now people are saying, well, you know what? When he was president, I was a lot better off.
Yeah.
Well, it was funny yesterday. And I'm sorry, man. He cracks me up. He does. The Trumpster, when he was talking yesterday after they reduced it from, what, $464 million to $175 million that he's saying, I do have a lot of cash, but they want to take my cash, which is pretty much the truth.
I have a lot of cash. You know I do because you looked at my statements. But I would also like to be able to use some of my cash to get elected. They don't want me to use my cash to get elected. They don't want that. They don't want me taking cash out to use it for the campaign.
Are you going to start putting money in your campaign?
Yeah.
You haven't done that since 2016.
Well, first of all, it's none of your business, I mean, frankly. But I might do that. I have the option.
And there it is again.
Yeah.
Makes the statement. People are just laughing.
Yep.
Yes. On a lighter note, I saw this. There is a toy company in Arizona. I say toy of the adult variety. I'm trying to speak in code.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, they're suing another toy company of an adult variety in New York for making knockoffs of their distinctive toys. I didn't realize that was one of those things in that.
How many things are there? There's like only like three, right? I mean.
Well, it's these are special because they're meant to mimic the, how would I say this?
The actual act itself?
No.
Oh.
Like organs of dragons and other fictional characters.
Okay.
I'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
In other words, if you have something new on the market, you want to get that patented so no one can rip you off. Okay? Lesson learned there.
Chinese take that one, too.
Again, the question, what's going on with Diddy? That and much more straight ahead.
Getting your biggest tax refund from Jackson Hewitt can lead to some spirited reactions.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Jackson Hewitt is so sure they'll get you your biggest refund that if they don't, you get your money back plus $100.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Switch to Jackson Hewitt and we'll beat what you paid last year, even if you filed online.
Hewitt, yeah!
Ain't nothing to it. Switch to Jackson Hewitt and pay less for tax prep, guaranteed. Proof of prior year payment required when filing. New clients only at participating locations through April 7th. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be a lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again, at work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ROCK to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now, and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ROCK to 42424. That's ROCK to 42424.
Right, the Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, he's out today. There's Scott Robbins. Mentioned it earlier. Sean, Pete Diddy Combs.
Uh-oh.
Homes raided by Homeland Security. Been all sorts of allegations and lawsuits. I mean, and it goes beyond. I mean, to call it sexual misconduct is keeping it pretty light.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, the ex-girlfriend said she endured this over a decade. Violent behavior, disturbed demands, rape allegations, forcing her to have sex with male prostitutes while he watched and filmed, and kinds of crazy sick stuff. Allegedly punched, beat, kicked, and stomped on her. And then there have been other guys that have accused him of sexual assault. And so then there were all these wild rumors that he had left the country.
Yeah, that was some YouTube stuff that was going on this morning, I guess. I don't think that's true. I haven't heard it anywhere else, but on, of course, the always reliable YouTube.
But it was strange because with the ex-girlfriend, I mean, she filed the claim, and then a day later, they had settled.
Yeah.
And then he said, I didn't do anything wrong. But we'll see what goes on in that case. It's crazy. And, you know, don't have time right now, but earlier played this clip from last August, Jason Whitlock.
Unbelievable.
Talking about Charlemagne the God.
Particularly now when you hear it.
Yes, yeah. It really does. Well, now you know what? I feel like I should probably play it.
Well, yeah, maybe
Whitlock. I brought it up if you're just joining us.
Apparently Whitlock knew something we didn't know.
Well, we're talking about Charlamagne just playing this role. That's what Whitlock was saying. Jason Whitlock is now part of the Blaze Group. I've been a fan of Whitlock for a long time when he was a sports writer in Kansas City. But he I'll just play the one clip where he said this about Charlamagne, and this is how P. Diddy is involved in this. Roll it.
This is what the Breakfast Club is. These are just black faces put in place by the Alphabet Mafia to pretend like, hey, I'm here representing black people when I'm really here representing the Alphabet Mafia. I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know what I'm doing. I just want this check. If P. Diddy wants to violate me, I'm good with it because there's a check that comes along with it. That's all this is.
Whoa. And I remember at the time saying he's got to know something or he'd get sued for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
But he didn't.
Yeah. Well, and then there's this other guy, Rodney Jones, has these accusations on Diddy. That was on hotnewhiphop.com. I know you were a follower, Scott.
I am.
I saw that story like a week or two ago, which is also, you know, pretty crazy.
It's old news to me. Yeah.
Of course. Boy, this is a funny one. I saw this at Hot Air. There is a school district outside of Minneapolis. David Strom is so funny the way he writes. They're hiring a superintendent or an assistant superintendent to examine the presence of whiteness in the district. Got it? Examine the presence of whiteness in the district.
Okay.
Okay. It's interesting because 53% of the students there are white. There have been a lot of whites that have moved out of the district, apparently, in the last few years. But what people are claiming, as the test scores are going down all over, that even though they have less white people, whiteness is becoming an increasing problem. So figure that one out. Is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin show. Yeah, that's a head-scratcher.
Yeah, people are making money off this stuff. I mean,
That's true.
They have to. I mean, there's no other reason for that.
Whoo, boy.
Gosh, dang.
All right, biggest story today, Scott.
Well, I'm assuming it's going to be, at the end of the day, everybody's going to lead with it, I'm guessing, tonight, is the bridge collapse in Baltimore.
Yes.
Of the Key Bridge that was hit by a cargo ship, and the whole bridge just collapsed about 1:30 in the morning. And I don't know the count yet. I think they're still calling it search and rescue.
Yes.
They did recover. I did find two people that were living. I don't know, but the rest of them, it just doesn't sound good right now.
Authorities are supposed to give an update
pretty soon.
Shortly. We'll get to that and the Robbins trifecta straight ahead. Markley, Van Camp, and Robin show. Thank you very much for being here. I'm Jamie Markley. Dave Van Camp is out today. There's Scott Robbins. This freak out with media, especially NBC, the hiring of former RNC chairwoman Ronna McDaniel is something, man.
Yeah.
And this is a funny piece from the Washington Free Beacon from Andrew Stiles. The name of the piece, what in the actual bleep is wrong with these people?
Well, it is stunning.
It says, America's journalists are in the midst of another temper tantrum. This is because Ronna McDaniel is now a paid contributor at NBC. Their own employees are in open revolt, incensed at the prospect of having to share screen time with a Republican who hasn't completely disavowed Donald Trump. And it talks about Chuck Todd. We heard that clip. Slamming NBC executives for hiring someone with credibility issues, which is so rich coming from these people.
I know.
And a history of gaslighting. Mika Brzezinski urged the network to reconsider its decision. Host Kristen Welker issued a trigger warning over the weekend before airing her interview with Ronna McDaniel.
Yeah, I saw that. I thought, what in the heck is...
A real trigger warning?
Yeah.
How did she say it?
Oh, I'm trying to remember now. Some of these things on truths and responsible for and, you know, if you're sensitive to it and blah, blah. I mean, it's just ridiculous stuff.
They didn't go over any of their Russian collusion, anything.
Oh, well,
with
no,
COVID.
Nothing they did. No, of course not.
All right.
And Kristen Welker was the one that fed answers to Hillary Clinton, right? During the debate?
Who?
Kristen Welker.
It was a different operative.
You sure?
That fed her the questions?
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't Welker. It was.
She was the moderator of that debate then, correct?
Donna Brazile.
Yeah.
It was Donna Brazile.
But she was the moderator, correct?
Yeah, that could debate? Be.
Yeah, I think so.
That could be. And so it goes on in this piece talking about, okay, maybe we could look forward to further discussion of this scandal on Inside with Jen Psaki. Huh. Because, of course, she is the former press secretary to Barack Obama and Joe Biden. Says Psaki could invite MSNBC contributor Robert Gibbs, another Obama press secretary, to share his thoughts on the matter. And then you could bring in MSNBC contributor Ben Rhodes. Remember the former Obama national security advisor
yep.
who bragged about manipulating clueless reporters?
Yep.
It's so easy to take these young, stupid kids for a ride. They'll print whatever we want. And they could explain how McDaniel's hiring is good for Iran, which is pretty funny. This is better yet. MSNBC host Joy Reid could deliver an unhinged monologue denouncing the network for endorsing white supremacy.
Of course.
And this is true. Reid was promoted in 2020 to fill the time slot vacated by Chris Matthews. Didn't you used to call him Tingles?
Oh, well, he is Tingles. Yes.
The former Democratic aide who argued it was racist to refer to Barack Obama as Obama. Matthews resigned abruptly, I do remember this, after being accused of sexual harassment, whereas Reid did not resign after online sleuths uncovered bigoted posts on her old blog, remember? And then she said, somebody hacked.
Right, she didn't do it.
And then it was discovered, no one hacked. That's what you put out on your blog. She got promoted anyway. And then it goes on to say you could continue the conversation with Al Sharpton, who's also on MSNBC. And Siles writes, the formerly obese racial agitator who instigated deadly anti-Semitic riots in New York City during the 90s. Sharpton continues to use his platform on MSNBC to sow racial division. He argued that criticizing Harvard President Claudine Gay, who resigned in disgrace earlier this year amid a flurry of scandals involving serial plagiarism and anti-Semitism on campus, was an attack on every black woman in this country.
Yeah, I will say one thing about Al. He stays in his lane.
Does he, though?
That's his only lane.
The racism lane?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's true.
That's where he sits. He's been there for 30 years.
Yeah. Well, you could also bring, Ryan Williams into the conversation, remember? Best known for lying about coming under fire in Iraq.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was a really good one.
And kept the job. And then, man, and some of this stuff you do forget. So this is the network that could have broken the story of Harvey Weinstein's long history of sexual misconduct in 2017. But reporter Ronan Farrow said NBC stonewalled his investigation after Weinstein leveraged his Democratic political connections and threatened to expose Today anchor Matt Lauer's own history of sexual misconduct. And all these people are the ones freaking out about yeah. Ronna McDaniel.
Yes.
Man, is it rich.
Well, it just goes on and on and on. You've got almost everybody on MSNBC who has never been a journalist, isn't a journalist, and there's so journalistic integrity bound now, it's amazing.
Oh, my God.
Including Rachel Maddow. She's not either.
Just
so.
Insufferable,
yeah.
man. Yep. All right, are you ready for your big
yep.
three? Here we go.
Are you ready?
One, two.
It's the three most important news stories of the day.
I hit the trifecta.
Well, at least according to Scott Robbins. It's the trifecta on the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
Every day about this time, the Scott Robbins trifecta, helped by his hero.
I'm Casey Kasem.
Hey, buddy. I'm not inviting you anywhere, so just carry on.
Good.
Okay, fine.
I'm ready.
Wise guy.
Three.
Okay. this is something. And I don't know, these guys never really go away. Disgraced former Minnesota Democrat Senator Al Franken. Remember Al Franken?
Of course.
Handsy Al Franken?
Yeah.
Yeah. He also suffers from stage 4 Trump derangement syndrome. He was on MSNBC yesterday.
Oh, my goodness.
He said this: if former President Donald Trump testifies in any of his court cases at all and puts his hand on the Bible, it will, in fact, burst into flames.
Still trying to be funny, is he?
Yes, and still lame. Lame as he ever was.
Yeah.
This is a guy whose hands got him into trouble.
Oh, buddy.
Yeah.
And the denial, not denial?
Oh,
he didn't know what to do with that whole thing.
Yeah, from a woman who was sleeping.
Well, that was one of them. But
it was
also
the pictures, yeah.
Yeah, pictures, and all of a sudden he'd get a little grabby.
Yeah, oh yeah, he was grabby.
Grabbing the butt, and then he did that interview, and it was local Minneapolis radio.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, she was holding his feet to the fire. Do you want to enjoy that again? Do we have time?
Of course. Yeah.
It's been a long time since I've even heard this. But it is certainly one for the ages.
Oh, yeah. It's a good one.
Because she's saying, well, did you grab him or not? You can tell she at some point she's getting a little frustrated.
Which
because
she should.
He, yes.
Yes, you've taken thousands of pictures.
Yes.
But when you grab somebody's butt, don't you know it?
I understand that, and I...
Don't you know it? I understand that. That's no answer.
Yeah.
I mean, was it plump or not, bro?
Again, I am going to have to do everything I can going forward to be enormously sensitive. I apologize to these women, and I think that what I want to do is emerge from this.
So you did do it. You're apologizing. You must have done it, but you thought it was no problem at the time? It was just there and begging to be grabbed? Is that what? I don't understand.
To better understand the woman's experience, I'm so sorry that I made people feel terrible.
That was pretty McGurkin-y.
Yeah.
The women's experience?
Yeah. Is he saying, you know, I love it when my butt gets squeezed?
You're palming their fanny like a basketball? Is that what you were doing, Al?
So I just figured this would be like a term of endearment?
Yeah.
Just a little squeezy?
Gosh.
I don't know what he means by that.
I don't either.
Well, there's another clip. We got to play it. What happened next?
Do you think this happened unintentionally?
My intent... It was not to make them feel uncomfortable. I don't remember these photographs. I don't remember the situation, but that was certainly not my intent, but my intent doesn't matter.
So you're saying their butts weren't remarkable?
Well, what was your intent?
Was it too flat? What are you saying?
I mean,
you couldn't remember?
When you grab somebody by the fanny, then what is your intent other than to grab someone by the fanny? What's your intent? How is that misinterpreted, Al?
I'm sorry, Scott. I got to ask. From all the pictures you've taken with ladies, I mean, there's some butts you remember squeezing,
no,
right?
No, there's not.
What, you mean you didn't do it?
No, I didn't do it. No.
Okay.
No. Listen.
I was just talking about it like what?
I'm not the most innocent guy on the planet, but I can categorically deny that one.
Maybe you were just never around a booty who was begging to be squeezed.
Maybe that's the issue.
With the photographs, I don't remember taking those photographs.
But have you ever placed a hand on some woman's butt?
You know, I can't say that that hasn't happened.
Oh!
I take thousands and thousands of pictures. We sometimes in crowded and chaotic situations. Yeah. I can't say I haven't done that, and I am very sorry. If these women experience that.
Yeah, I...
Ah, boy.
How many did he squeeze? It must be like in the hundreds.
Oh, I think he was well known for it. Yeah.
Wow.
Now, on with the countdown.
Oh, yeah, it's the Scott Robbins trifecta, top three of the day, up to number...
2.
Yeah, with the new California law that raises the minimum wage to $20 an hour. It's set to take effect, by the way, April the 1st. Some strange things have happened, Jamie.
Yeah, like
some
what?
Pizza chain operators in California now are laying off their drivers. It's like, hey, we can't pay these guys $20 an hour. Not going to happen. So far, and then, by the way, it's just 1,280 delivery drivers this year, and around 400 guys have been laid off now. In San Jose, there's a company there that's a small business has four employees. They'll get by with two now. The guy at McDonald's is going, hey, man, I can't charge $20 for a Happy Meal. I got to lay people off. So they're laying people off. And this is the thing. I mean, we can look at this all day long and go, well, the minimum wage needs to be this much, livable wage and all this stuff, right? But it's almost like these people don't have an understanding of basic economics.
Well, there's just no way you could see this coming, right?
I don't understand this. And again,
of course,
this is a news article that was written. It's like, here's what's happened. The chain reaction.
What?
Well, yes. Say, now that I can pay you $20 an hour, I'm going to hire more people.
Unbelievable. Do you have any jobs for butt squeezers out there? Franken's looking. Just asking. Anyway.
And the countdown continues.
Yeah, Scott Robbins, trifecta, yep. Top three of the day.
And finally, one.
Etsy shop calls itself Special Black Magic Shop, and for the price of $133.52, 50% off right now, the usual asking price of $274, a powerful death spell
what?
From the shop will run a person $274.14. It's on sale, too, though. They'll put a spell on someone that you want dead, and apparently it's a big business. $2.3 billion have been spent this year in psychic services in that industry.
Which You're employs joking.
No. $2.3 billion. It employs 96,909 Americans. Now I'm not saying this because of I'm any sort of judgmental call here, but most are women, and attract 15% of Americans as customers.
Hmm. Wow. Okay.
So, in other words, witchcraft is now a multi-billion-dollar industry. I've
got a black magic woman. You were dying for it, weren't you?
So much money, I could scream.
And there you have it.
The Scott Robbins trifecta, top three of the day. Well done, Scotty.
Gosh dang it.
Appreciate it. Okay.
Witchcraft, multi-billion-dollar industry.
Black magic spell on somebody.
Yeah, you get for death.
Oh, boy.
Do that for just $250. You can get that done.
Okay. All right. News update on that bridge. And Nimrod's in the news straight ahead.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway.
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code BUMPER to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code BUMPER for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BUMPER for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again, at work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ROCK to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ROCK to 42424. That's ROCK to 42424.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. I'm Jamie Markley. David Van Camp is out there. Scott Robbins. You know, there's a very common sense reason gold is pushing to all-time highs right now. Actually, there's several reasons. The cost of goods, as you probably know, continues to rise.
despite interest rate controls by the Fed. And since January of 21, the cost of living is up 17.9%.
Yeah, the national debt continues to skyrocket, now above $34 trillion, causing a lot of people to worry when the house of cards are going to come crashing down, including me. A presidential election year that will have massive implications is coming up on the future of the country.
And so you put all this together, it's instability, uncertainty, and that's why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Question is, have you diversified your savings yet? You can secure a portion of them with gold from Birch Gold. All you have to do is text MVCR to 989898 to get your free info kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or an old 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket.
With A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and tens of thousands of very happy customers, you can count on Birch Gold, too. Just text MVCR to 989898 to claim your absolutely free info kit and protect your savings from uncertainty, and do it today.
Yes. Man, awful, the bridge collapse in Baltimore. And they're having a press conference on it right now.
Yeah, apparently NTSB is saying the search and rescue is still underway.
Yes.
Again, the odds are not good to find anyone else living, but they're not calling off the search and rescue mission just yet.
Yes. Still looking for at least six is the number, or at least the latest number that they're talking about. They're saying a lot of lives were saved. I mean, you know, for the families that are losing people, it doesn't mean a whole lot.
No.
But, I mean, the point has been made. You know, the time that it happened, around 1:30 in the morning, if it would have been some other time of day, it could have been a lot worse. But then you ask, well, if it was light out, would they have run into the bridge?
Well, yeah, probably, because I guess everything locked up on them. They were unable to steer because of the outages that took place aboard. And the ship, by the way, did send a mayday, apparently, before the bridge collision.
Yeah.
But not much you can do at that point to try to stop it from happening. I mean, they couldn't turn it, and it was just in a direction that...
Yeah. So,
it's
keep
sad,
an eye on that story.
The whole thing is sad.
No doubt about it. Yeah. All right, time for Nimrods. Roll it out.
When the going gets tough...
Damn it, this is too hard!
The dumb get dumber.
All right, Dan.
It's Nimrods in the News on the Martley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
I love the poorly educated.
All right. Nimrod's the news. This is one of those, like, can't even make it up. Just on the other side of Seattle in Canada. Someone called the cops after they saw an impaired driver crash through a sign that said, "Report impaired drivers." Thursday night on Vancouver Island, just across the border, told cops they saw a truck jump a curb onto the sidewalk and take out the sign. Then the guy drove off. Police pulled a truck over nearby, thought it was the same guy, maybe because the front right side of his truck was all dented up. They confirmed it was him, had the plate number. Okay, so now, specific charges, he's got a lot of them.
Yeah, you bet.
And we'll never hear the end of it at work. Ever. And that's Nimrods in the News.